Shalom Aleichem, Rabosai. I thank you all for joining in what I really believe could be a life-altering project of finishing Bli Neder Shas Mishnayis, of going through Shas Mishnayis. It's unfortunate that we all can't do it in person together, but I think it's a tremendous thing if we are all holding in the same place and learning the same Mishnayis every day, and people could post different ha'aris they might have or different questions on either the chat or via email. And this way we could really, as a chabura, try to conquer this amazing accomplishment of learning through Mishnayis. We have to remember that Mishnayis, Oisius Neshama, Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave us the Neshama of all of Torah Shabbal Peh. That's all of Bavli and all of Yerushalmi and Sifri, Sifra, Teres Koyanim, all of Teres Shabbal Peh, the Neshama, the Shairish HaDvarim, is all encapsulated in Shisha Sidre Mishnayis. So it's really, really the basics that a person has to at least try to conquer, to go through Shas Mishnayis throughout his life. So Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue today. We will begin today with Maseches Brachas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We'll try to do around two Mishnayis a day. And again, I invite your involvement and the ha'aras that you might have in terms of style or in terms of content of Mishnayis, whatever it might be. It's very important that we do it as a chabura. So I hope that you all join me on this journey. I'd like to dedicate the first Maseches Brachas, to the Ilui HaNeshama of Eli Pasternak's father, Gedalia ben Menachem Yeshua, as he was very, very instrumental. Eli was very instrumental in getting this project off the ground, and I thank him very much for that. Be'ezus Hashem, the Zuchus of the Talmud Torah Derabim should stand for him and his entire Mishpacha, and should serve as a tremendous Ilui HaNeshama for his Chashuva father's Neshama, Gedalia ben Menachem Yeshua. So without any further ado, says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Me'emasai Kairin es Shema Ba'arvis, when's the beginning time that a person's allowed to read Kriya Shema, to be the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night? We know there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Ba'arvis, and there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So when does it begin? When could a person first be mekayim this mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Says the Mishnah Mishah, Shekoyanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasin. So what does this mean? When the Kohanim could first eat Truma. So the Gemara points out that what this means is Tzeis HaKoychavim. When the three stars come out, where we consider it to be officially nighttime, officially the day has begun. So that is the time when a person can begin to read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Why? Why does the Mishnah say it in such a circuitous fashion? Why doesn't it just say Mishah Tzeis HaKoychavim? Why does it have to say Mishah Shekoyhanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasin? So the Gemara discusses that the Mishnah is trying to teach us something else. Derech Agav. Once it's telling us that Kriya Shema is telling Tzeis HaKoychavim, so it wants to tell us as well that when Koyhanim were Tame, and therefore they had to be mitar themselves in the mikvah, so then they would often be mitar themselves on the final day, but they would have to wait until the next day till their tara was completed. And when was their tara completed? With Tzeis HaKoychavim. So from this Mishnah we learn that the next day begins at Tzeis HaKoychavim, therefore Kriya Shema begins at Tzeis HaKoychavim, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, as well as that's the first time when the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. Continues the Mishnah, Ad Soif HaShmur HaRishayna. They could continue saying Kriya Shema until the end of the first watch. The Gemara goes through, according to at least one Shita in Tanoim, that the nighttime is divided into three different sections, each one of 4 hours on a perfect night of 12 hours. And therefore, you could continue saying Kriya Shema from Tzeis HaKoychavim till the end of the first third of the night. That's Shita's Rabbi Elazar, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. V'chachamim maimrim ad chatzos. V'chachamim hold that no, you could do it until chatzos halayla, halfway through the night. Rabbi Gamliel Omer ad sheyala amud hashachar. So three Shitas in Tanam. Everyone agrees that you could begin saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis at Tzeis HaKoychavim. The question what is until when could you say it? So either the first third of the night, or until chatzos, halfway through the night, or until the end of the night, amud hashachar, until dawn. What's the machlekes over here? So Rabbi Kiviger points out the machlekes is very simply. The Torah says, "Bishach b'cha uvkumecha." So Krishma Shel Arvis is Bishach Becha, and Krishma Shel Shachas is Uv Kumecha. The question is, what does Uv Shach Becha mean? Does Uv Shach Becha mean when a person is going to sleep? So what's the time that a person goes to sleep? That's why Rabbi Eliezer holds the first third of the night. That's when people generally go to sleep. Or does Uv Shach Becha mean not when people go to sleep, but when people are sleeping? And therefore the Chachamim hold that you could do it the entire night. You could do it Rabbi Gamliel, sorry, holds that you could do it the entire night. So Rabbi Elazar, we understand, B'shach v'cha means while people are going to sleep, the first third. Rabbi Gamliel holds, no, it's the entire night while people are sleeping. Why does the Chachamim hold until Chatzos? So the Mishnah continues and it becomes clear. Ma'isa shebo vanav mi beis ha-mishter. Rabbi Gamliel's children came home from a party. Amru lo lo karinu ha-shema. We're yet to read Shema. We weren't mekayim the mitzvah of Shema yet. Amru lahem im lo olo amud ha-shacher chayoven atem likreis. If it's not Amud HaShachar, even though Chatzos has passed, and I hold that you could only do it till Chatzos, but still, even though Chatzos has passed, as long as it's still before Amud HaShachar, the next day has not begun yet, sun has not risen yet, you could still say Shema. V'lo zu blavad, and not only when it comes to Shema are you supposed to do it before Chatzos, but if you missed Chatzos, you're allowed to go until throughout the entirety of the night. El kol ma she'amru chachamim ad Chatzos, mitzvasen ad she'yala Amud HaShachar. Really, any time the mitzvah is throughout the entirety of the night, really you could do it until Amud HaShachar, until dawn. However, the Chachamim come, they're nervous that you're not going to remember to do it, you're going to fall asleep. Therefore, they say a person should try to do it before Chatzos. For instance, Hekter Chalavim Veivarim, person, the Kohanim, they're light, they burn the chalav ve'varim of the different karbanos throughout the night. So you're really allowed to burn them throughout the night on top of the mizbeach. Mitzvosen ad she'yala amud ha'shachar, throughout the night until dawn. V'chol ha'necholen liyom echad. And similarly, any kodshim which could be eaten for an entire day, you have throughout until the next day, until dawn, to eat them. Mitzvosen ad she'yala amud ha'shachar. Im kein, so if that's so, all these things can be done until amud ha'shachar. Lama amru chachamim ad chatzais. Why do chachamim say that you could only do Chatzos, like by Krishma, where you could do it until Amud HaShachar, but the Chachamim come and say, only until Chatzos? Again, it's a din derabbanan kedei laharchik adam min ha'aver. So we have three shittas in Tanaim. How late at night you're allowed to read the Kriyishma Shel Arvis, either the first third of the night while people are still going to sleep, or the entire night because while people are still sleeping, or the Chacham say, even though in principle we agree to Rabbi Gamliel, that you're allowed to do it for the entirety of the night, Midrabanan, we're nervous that people are going to forget, and therefore we say to do it until Chatzos. There is an interesting machlik as we show him. Anytime the Chacham come and say that you can't do something for a certain amount of time, Midaraisa, you're allowed to do it for the entire night. Midrabanan, we want you to do it before Chatzos. Were they uprooting the mitzvah after Chatzos, or were they just saying l'chatchila? A person comes and says, no, I miss Chatzos, now let me do it afterwards. Do the Chachamim say, no, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. We uprooted the mitzvah midaraisa, you could have done it the whole night. But midrabanan, we uprooted the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah after Chatzos, and therefore there's no point in doing it until Chatzos. Or like the Mishnah seemed to indicate, no, midrabanan, we said l'chatchila, you should do it before Chatzos. But of course, if you didn't do it before Chatzos, you should do it the way the Torah said until Amud HaShachar. For instance, just to give another example, a person, midaraisa, has to make Kiddush on Friday night. Midaraisa, you can make Kiddush just by saying the words. Midarabanan, you have to do it al hakais. So what did they say? What did Chachamim say when they said you have to do it al hakais? Did they uproot the din daraisa and say if you don't do it al hakais, you're not yoytzi v'chiv? Or did they say, no, l'chatchila, you have to do it al hakais, but if you don't have a kais, so then you do it the way the Torah prescribed without a kais. Anytime there's a din Rabbanan, we always have to know, did they come and reframe the mitzvah deraisa to mean that you can't do it in any other way, or were they just saying alichatchil? That is Mishnah Aleph. Let's continue to Mishnah Beis. So now that we have Kriyishma Shel Arvis down, we know when it begins and when it ends, so let's try to understand Kriyishma Shel Shachris. When does it begin? Mishayaker ben tcheles lelavan. Where it's light enough, a person could differentiate between the color of Tcheles and white. That's Shitas Rebili, that's the Tanakam Rebili Ezer Oimer, not Tcheles Lelavan, but Ben Tcheles Lekarsi, between blue and a greenish, which is obviously has to be a significantly more light outside. V'goimran, you could only finish it within the Shita Ad HaNetzachama, until sunrise. So that's from dawn until sunrise. Rebbe Yoshua Oimer, no, you have a longer amount of time, not until Netzacham alone, but you have Ad Shaloi Shalos for 3 hours in the morning. Why? Because people are still getting up for the first 3 hours. At least that's B'nai Malachim, and the Gemara says all Klal Yisrael is considered to be B'nai Malachim. So you either have until Netzachama, but Rabbi Yeshua says you have 3 hours, because that's when the Malachim are getting up, and Klal Yisrael are all considered to be Malachim. Hakorim Mikan Ve'elech, but a person who does it after the first 3 hours, after what we consider to be Zman Kriyishma, Loi Hifsid. So you're not Yoitzi, that you're Yechiv Deraisa of Kriyishma, but you're allowed to do it. Ke'odam HaKorei B'Torah, like anyone else is Korei B'Torah. What's the Chiddush? Of course you're allowed to say Kriyishma after. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that even if you've passed the Zman, you're not going to be becoming the Mitzvah, you're still allowed to do it? So Rabbi Kiviger over here quotes the Rishonim that say that you would have thought maybe you're not allowed to, because we know that there's a din that you're not allowed to say anything Baal Peh. If it's Torah Shebichsav, you have to read it from the Chsav, from the Torah. But there are a few exceptions. Those exceptions are the cases where the Torah specifically tells you that you're supposed to say it every day. Torah tells me I'm supposed to say Kriyishma. Obviously, it doesn't expect me to have a Sefer Torah with me all the time to say Kriyishma. So you might think that's only when I'm being Mekayim the Mitzvah am I allowed to say Kriyishma. Otherwise, the regular din of Tzarech La'omer B'Toich Ksav, that I have to say it from a Sefer Torah, would apply. Comes the Mishnah and says, no, even though you're not being Mekayim the din Deraisa, because the Zman has already elapsed and 3 hours have passed, it's no longer Uvkumecha, still you're allowed to say it, and you don't need to take out a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to say it Shaloi B'Soich HaKsav. It's not a violation of the din of Darim Shemsav Yefshar La'imin Baal Peh. Okay, two Mishnayis dealing with the Zman of Kriyishma. First one, Kriyishma Shal Arvis, begins at Tzeis HaKaychavim, three Shitas and Tanam, until when it goes. Does it go until Chatzais? Does it go until Amud HaShachar, perhaps only the first third of the night? And then the second Mishnah dealing with Shachris, it begins when you could differentiate between Tcheles and Lavan or Tcheles and Karsi, and goes until the 3 hours when B'nai Melachim get up. According to Rabbi Yeshua, according to the first sheet, it's only until Netzachama. And then, of course, the Mishnah ends off by saying that even if you miss the Zman, it's worthwhile being Mikabel Omachl Shemaim and saying Kriyishma. I wish you all a good day.